I can't breathe. I can't move. I can't see past the darkness of the eyes staring into mine. My lungs burn and I want to cough, but I can't. All I can do is kneel on the bed and scream, but no sound escapes my lips. Liquid, hot and foul, fills my mouth. It seeps out, running down my chin. The stench is unbearable, but I'm frozen, unable to defend against the hatred emanating from the thing in front of me. I can feel its need to hurt me, to consume me. Squirt? What is that? Dan sees it? Maddie! I focus on the panic in his voice. This thing might hurt him. I won't let it hurt him. I manage to close my eyes and I can breathe. It can't control me if I'm not looking at it. A wail unlike anything I've ever heard bombards me. I can hear Dan shouting something, but if I open my eyes, I'll be defenseless and I will not be defenseless. Not ever again. Rotten eggs. Ghosts don't smell like rotten eggs. What is this thing? Cold lips press against mine, and I open my eyes, startled, repulsed. Those liquid pools of ink try to pull me back in, but I can see Dan. He looks scared, and that look grounds me in a way nothing else could have. Go away, I tell it, my voice not as strong as I want, but at least I manage to get the words out. It hisses. I said go away! I shout, my voice strong and loud in the quiet of my room. Another hiss and it backs away. I start to relax, but then it turns and it's standing next to Dan. He stumbles back and in his haste to get away, falls flat on his butt. His eyes widen as it bends toward him. The brown in them have gone black in panic. No! I jump down and grab the only thing I can get my hands on. My laptop, and swing at it. It passes right through the thing and slams into the doorframe. Dan? Maddie? Mr. Richards calls. What is going on in there?